外坤的知音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的 Vaishnava 奉献者，今天是2020年7月28日，我们荣幸的邀请到了 Bhakti Vigna Vinashna Singha Swami 为我们讲解《大博加瓦坛纲录》，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Om Ajnana Tamarandasya Ajnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're speaking from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. We're hearing about Gop Kumar, who's a cowherd boy from Govardhan, and how by the power of his mantra, he was able to travel to very amazing places.
我们一直在讲的是《大博加瓦坛》这本书，是有关于 Gopal Kumar 的事情。他是来自高尔丹山的一个牧牛童，骑着一首 mantra 的力量，他旅行到了各个令人惊异的地方。
We heard in the beginning how he used the mantra to travel to the higher planets, first of all to heavenly planets, and then on up to Brahma Loka.
首先他集着这 mantra 的力量旅行到了天高等星系，就天堂，进而他就晋升到又去了 Brahma Loka。
And now we're hearing how he traveled by the power of this mantra. He was able to travel through the different coverings of the universe and enter into the abode of liberation.
他接着念诵这首 mantra就进入了宇宙的各个覆盖层，进而他又晋升到了解脱之地。
This place beyond the material world, beyond the universe, outside the universe, is called Mahakalapura.
这个在物质宇宙之外的领域叫做 Mahakalapura.
So,When Gop Kumar was there, he met Mahakala, the Supreme Lord, and then he also met Lord Shiva.
Gopal Kumar 在 Mahapura 这个地方不仅仅遇到了 Mahakala 至尊主，而且遇到了主 Shiva.
So he did not know who Lord Shiva was at first, but after meeting him and seeing him, he was very impressed. He saw he was a very great soul.
他一开始并不认识主 Shiva 是谁，但是主 Shiva 给他留下了深刻的印象。他认为主 Shiva 是伟大的灵魂。
He saw Lord Shiva was riding on his bull, and he was accompanied by his wife Parvati, who is also his.Spiritual potent, his energy.
主 Shiva 骑着他的坐驾，公牛坐驾，由他的妻子 Parvati 陪伴。Parvati 是他的能量。
So when Gop Kumar heard he was Lord Shiva, then he wanted to know more about Lord Shiva. So he approached the leader.Of the companions who were with Lord Shiva.
当 Gopal Kumar 听说了这个人是伟大的 Shiva 之后，就想对 Shiva 有更多的了解，他就去接近了主 Shiva 的最主要同游。
And the leader of Lord Shiva's companions was someone by the name Nandishwara.
主 Shiva 众多同游的领袖的名字叫 Nandishwara.
So Gop Kumar, he asked him, like, who is this and where does he live? Where is he going now?
格瓦库尔库马尔问道，那位人物是谁呀？他住在哪里？他现在要去哪呢？
So when Nandishwara heard Gopkumar speak like this, he laughed at him.
当 Nandishwar 听完这番话，就笑了。
He said, "Oh, you cowherd." He recognized that Gopkumar was a cowherd boy, and so he knew it's cowherd boy. He said, "Oh, you cowherd boy, you're devoted to the worship of Lord Gopal." Don't you know Lord Shiva, the Lord of the universe?
Nandishwar 就认出了 Gopal Kumar， 人说道：“哦，你是 Govardhan， 你是 Govardhan 的一个牧牛童，你崇拜的是 Gopal， 你难道不认识宇宙之主 Shiva 吗？”
So he pointed out to Gopkumar that Lord Shiva was the Lord of the universe.And because he's the Lord of the universe, he does not have to follow the laws of civilized behavior. He can do as he likes.
Nandishwar 就向 Gopal Kumar 指出，由于主 Shiva 是宇宙之主，所以没必要，不需要遵守文明的规则。
Because Lord Shiva was going everywhere naked.And he was accompanied by his wife. His wife was sitting on his lap. And they were accompanied by so many other men. So it was unusual for a man to be so intimate with his wife in the presence of so many other men.
而且呢，他们还有众多的男人陪伴着，所以在许多的男性面前呢，他们表现得如此亲密是非同寻常的。
But Lord Shiva doesn't have to follow that kind of etiquette. He's above the laws.
但是主 Shiva 是没必要遵守所有这些礼仪的，他超越了所有这些规则。
So then he went, Nandishwara went on to say, Lord Shiva is the giver of material enjoyment.
Nandishwara 继续说道，主 Shiva 是物质享乐的赐予者。
But he can also give liberation.
他还可以赐予解脱。
And he can also give devotion. He can give devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他更能够赐予对至尊性格神首的奉爱。
Just a minute, I forgot to. Okay, so we're speaking about Lord Shiva. Gopkumar is asking about Lord Shiva because he's not familiar with Lord Shiva.
我们现在讲的是主 Shiva， Gopal Kumar 询问有关主 Shiva 的事情，因为他不熟悉主 Shiva。
So Nandishwara describes that this Lord Shiva is worshipped by liberated souls, and he is very dear to the devotees, the Vaishnavas.
Nandishwara 就描述说，主 Shiva 对于解脱了的灵魂来说是非常的钟爱的，而且 Vaishnava 特别的亲，对 Vaishnava 来说特别亲切。
So Lord Shiva has a very intimate connection with the Supreme Lord Krishna.
主 Shiva 跟至尊主 Krishna 还有着亲密的关系。
Because Lord Shiva himself is a great, he's also the Lord of the universe. He's also like Bhagavan.
因为主 Shiva 本人 就跟至尊主 就是宇宙之主，就是 Bhagavan。
But he teaches his own devotees that the goal of life is greater than simply worshipping him.
他教导他的奉献者，生命的目标不仅仅限于崇拜他本人。
That they should worship the Supreme Lord Vishnu.
他们应该崇拜主维什诺。
So, Lord Shiva helps people to develop devotion for the Supreme Lord.
主希望帮助人们发展对至尊主的
爱。So all the devotees of Lord Vishnu are happy to get the association of Lord Shiva, and he is very dear to them.
所以主希望的所有奉献者呢，都特别的喜欢主希望。
Now, one of the friends of Lord Shiva is Kuvera, who is the treasurer of the demigods.
主 Shiva 的一个很亲密的好友是天堂的司库，半人的司库 Kuvera.
So, Nandeshwara said that Lord Shiva is traveling with his wife Parvati and his companions, and they're going to go to Kailash.And there they will meet Kuvera.
Nandishwar 就告诉 Gopal Kumar, 现在呢主 Shiva 呢就由他的这些同伴们陪同着，并且和他的妻子 Parvati 一起要旅行去 Kailash, 去见 Kuvera.
And he said, Lord Shiva has just come from his own planet, which is transcendental, just as Lord Shiva is transcendental. His abode is also transcendental.
主 Shiva 是来自他自己的星球，这个星球呢是超然的，因为主 Shiva 是超然的，所以他的星球也是超然的。
And the people who go there, they go there by devotion, and they have to understand Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna to be non-different.
人们只能透过奉爱才能去那个居所，并且人们必须要明白主 Shiva 和主 Krishna 没有区别。
So Lord Shiva's planet is beyond the covering of the material universe.
主 Shiva 的星球超越了宇宙物质宇宙的覆盖外壳。
And you have to go there.To Lord Shiva's abode, you have to worship him and Lord Vishnu on the same level.
要想去主 Shiva 星球，必须将主 Shiva 和 Vishnu 放在同一个层面上来崇拜。
So Lord Shiva's abode is eternal and it has opulence, great opulence.
主 Shiva 的星球是永恒的，拥有巨大的富裕。
And Lord Shiva's friend is Kuvera, and Kuvera, where Mount Kailash, that's the property of Kuvera.
主 Shiva 的好朋友是 Kuvera, 而 Kailash 这个地方呢是 Kuvera 的领地。
And Kuvera worships also Lord Shiva. He has great devotion for Lord Shiva.
库维尔也崇拜主希瓦，对主希瓦怀着巨大的奉爱。
And Parvati, Lord Shiva's wife, is the mother of the universe. She is Lord Shiva's supreme energy.
Parvati 是宇宙的之母，她是主希瓦的能量。
So he tells Gop Kumar, "You should not be surprised to see her sitting on the lap of her husband in public."
He tells Gopal Kumar, "You see Parvati sitting on her husband's knee.
But Gop Kumar wondered, when Lord Shiva is so great, why he only has a few people with him? If he's so great, you would think you'd have many, many more people with him, but he only has a few people.
格巴库马尔感到很好奇，既然主是个这么伟大的人物，为什么他身边只有几个人呢？通常伟人他们都有众多追随者。
So it's explained that this is only for this. Lord Shiva does have many devotees, but he only brought a few special devotees with him for this trip.
他就被告知主 Shiva 确实有大量的奉献者，但是呢在这次特殊的旅程当中他只随身带了几位。
And this place where they're going, Kailash, is within the material world. it doesn't have enough accommodation for all the devotees of Lord Shiva.
So this Kailash is within material world?
Yeah.
Oh, 而且呢，他被告知 Kailash 是在物质宇宙之内，而这个地方容纳不下那么多的人。
So when Gop Kumar heard all of this, he was very happy and he was eager to get the blessings of Lord Shiva.
Gop Kumar 听完这番话之后，内心十分的快乐，他渴望得到主 Shiva 的祝福。
He wanted to understand how Lord Shiva is not different from Madan Gopal.
他也想明白主 Shiva 是怎么跟 Madan Mohan 就无二无别了呢？
Gop Kumar, he's a devotee of Madan Gopal, but he was also attracted to this amazing person, Lord Shiva.
Gopal Kumar 呢是崇拜着 Madan Gopal， 但是他被这个令人惊讶的人物主 Shiva 深深吸引了。
Yeah, he was seeing Lord Shiva for the first time, so it was a great shock to him, but he was so very attracted by him.
主 Gopal Kumar 是初次遇见主 Shiva， 他感到非常的震惊、惊讶，但同时呢，他又被深深吸引了。
So Lord Shiva, he is cognizant, he understood everything, he could read the thoughts in the mind of Gop Kumar.
主 Shiva, 他是无所不知的，他明白，他有他心通，明白 Gop Kumar 的心意。
And Lord Shiva gave a glance to Nandishwara, telling him, Nandishwara, that you explain everything to this Gop Kumar.
主 Shiva 呢就向 Nandishwara 投去一瞥，就意思一示意 Nandishwara 向 Gop Kumar 解释。
So Nandishwara explained to Gop Kumar how Lord Shiva and Madan Gopal are not different.
南迪什尔就开始解向 Gopal Kumar 解释 Gopal Kumar Madan Mohan 和主 Shiva 是一样的。
So this Nandishwara, we should understand that he is the principal attendant of Lord Shiva.
我们要明白 Nandishwara 是主 Shiva 的主要侍从。
But Lord Shiva also has a carrier, his carrier is a bull, and that bull is also known as Nandi.
主 Shiva 呢还有 一头坐驾，是一头公牛，这头公牛的名字呢也叫 Nandi.
That Nandi is a partial expansion of the Supreme Lord.
那位 Nandi 是至尊主的部分扩展。
So, Gop Kumar understood that Lord Shiva was not different from Madan Gopal.
Gop Kumar 便明白了，主 Shiva 和 Madan Gopal 是一个人。
And at the same time, Lord Shiva promotes love for the Supreme Lord. He encourages people to devote themselves to the Supreme Lord.
与此同时，主 Shiva 扩展，就在宇宙之中推广了对至尊主的爱，奉爱。
So there's nothing wrong with being attracted to Lord Shiva because he's not different from Lord Krishna.
被主 Shiva 所吸引没有什么错误，因为主 Shiva 和主 Krishna 没有区别。
So you give devotion to Lord Shiva, it's also devotion to Krishna.
对主 Shiva 给予主 Shiva 奉爱，也是对主 Krishna 给予了奉爱。
So if we satisfy Lord Shiva with pure devotion, Lord Shiva will help us to become more devoted to Lord Krishna.
我们通过纯粹的奉爱满足主 Shiva， 主 Shiva 会帮助我们。获得对主 Krishna 更多的奉爱。
So this way, Gop Kumar, he became one of Lord Shiva's companions, and he became friendly with all the devotees of Lord Shiva.
就这样，格瓦库马尔就成为了主 Shiva 的同伴之一，而且和主 Shiva 的奉献者们都很熟悉了。
And he heard from all the devotees of Lord Shiva how Lord Shiva has one eternal transcendental form.
他从主 Shiva 奉献者那里听说，主 Shiva 拥有一个永恒超然的形象。
And he has his own abode, and he is always visible to his worshippers who live there with him. The people who live on his own abode, they can always see Lord Shiva there and worship him.
那么在他自己的星球上，那些崇拜他的崇拜者们随时都可以看见他。对于他崇拜者而言，就是他的那个居所的居民呢，都随时可以看见他。
So we can see the difference between Lord Shiva and Lord, just like Gop Kumar is in this Mahakalapur. So Lord Mahakala is not like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has only one form, but Mahakala, sometimes he has a form, sometimes he's without form.
所以我们可以看到这个区别。这个地方呢是 Mahakalapur。Mahakala 不像主 Shiva。主 Shiva 呢，他是有一个形象，但是 Mahakala 有时候有形象，有时候又无形无相。
And he doesn't, Lord Shiva doesn't expand himself like Lord Vishnu does.
主 Shiva 也不像主 Vishnu 那样会扩展他自己自身。
Lord Vishnu appears in so many different forms, sometimes as a fish, sometimes as a turtle, and sometimes a half lion, half man, so many different forms.
主 Vishnu 他有时候将自己显现为 一条鱼，有时候是乌龟，有时候是半人半狮形象。
So Lord Shiva's pastimes are performed for the pleasure of his devotees. Sometimes he may disguise himself.
主 Shiva 是为了他奉献者的快乐，来展示他的消失光，但有时候他又隐藏自己的身份。
Just like sometimes he may disguise, he may become a hunter or a fisherman.
有的时候呢，他在将自己假扮成一个猎人，或者是一个渔夫。
But he never transforms himself into these different species of life.
但是他却从来不会把自己的形象变成这些不同的物种。
So because Lord Shiva doesn't change his appearance, the followers of Lord Shiva are always happy and satisfied with him.
因为主 Shiva 从来不改变他的形象，他的追随者们对他都感到非常的高兴满意。
And he is always, they always see him on his planet, not like Lord Vishnu, who often leaves his place.
而且他们总能在主 Shiva 的星球上随时见到他，不像主 Vishnu 有时候会离开他自己的星球。
So you can see the difference between the worshipping Lord Shiva and worshipping Lord Vishnu.
所以你们可以看到崇拜主 Shiva 和崇拜主 Vishnu 之间的区别。
Right, there's many devotees of Vishnu and different incarnations of the Supreme Lord. He appears in different forms.
主 Vishnu 有很多的奉献者，他有各个化身。他作为至尊主，他有各种形象。
Sometimes they can see the Lord, sometimes they cannot.
有时候他的奉献者能见到他们的主，有时候却见不到他们的主。
But devotees of Lord Shiva, they can always see Lord Shiva.
而主施恶的奉献者是随时都可以见到主施恶的。
Right, and his Lord Shiva's body is always spiritual. It's not subject to change. It's eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
主释迦的躯体是灵性的，而从来不会变化。它是拥有的永恒知识和极乐的躯体。
And it's beyond the material creation.
它超越了物质创造。
So with his devotees, there was festivals. Lord Shiva was taking part in singing, and in this way, they were showing their devotion for the Supreme Lord.
主释迦和他的追随者们一起就。唱歌，就在你这种方式来向至尊主表达奉爱。
Yeah, Lord Shiva wants to encourage his followers to also develop devotion for the Supreme Lord.
主 Shiva 也鼓励他的奉献者们发展对至尊主的奉爱之情。
So Lord Shiva was taking part in the singing and dancing and calling out the names of the Lord.
主释迦就参与着唱歌起舞呼唤至尊主的名字。
So Lord Shiva would have these kind of festivals just to encourage his followers, his people to worship Lord Vishnu as not being different from him.
主释迦就这样的发动了这些节日，鼓励自己的追随者们崇拜跟他自己没有区别的主威士努。
But Lord Shiva himself is a devotee of Vishnu, that he has all devotion of Vishnu.
但是主释迦他自己是主威士努的奉献者，怀着对威士努的奉爱。
So Lord Shiva is an empowered incarnation of the Lord, and he comes in the role of the Lord's devotees.
主释迦是主威士努的被授权的化身，他以主威士努的奉献者的角色前来。
So he's called a Bhakta Avatar, one who is giving devotion, teaching devotion, incarnation of devotion.
所以主释迦的一个名字叫 a Bhakta Avatar, 是赐予奉爱、
yeah.
是奉爱的化身。
He is the Lord of the universe.
他是宇宙之主。
And the favorite form of Lord Shiva is the form of Lord Shesha, who has 1,000 faces.
主 Shiva 最喜欢的一个形象是 Shesha, 他拥有1,000张面孔。
Right, Shesha is like, you know, Shesha is.A form of a snake.
Shesha 呢是一条是一条蛇的形象。
So Lord Shiva has a special affection for Ananta Shesha.
主 Shiva 对于 Ananta Shesha 是怀着特殊的情感。
Ananta Shesha is an expansion of Lord Sankarshan.
Ananta Shesha 是主 Sankarshan 的扩展。
And just as Lord Shiva is in charge of the mode of ignorance, Shesha is also one of the lords in charge of the mode of ignorance.
恰如主 Shiva 是愚昧属性的掌管者，同样 Shesha 也是愚昧属性的之主。
It's described.That there's a place in the universe called Ilavritavasya.
经典描述在宇宙当中有一个地方叫做 Ilavritavasya.
And Lord Shiva is surrounded by 10 billion maidservants of Goddess Durga.
主 Shiva 由 Durga 女神的100亿的女仆所环绕。
And they're all there to serve Lord Shiva.
这些女徒们都在那里，在毕恭毕敬的服务主师了。
So, Sankarshan is part of the Chaturvyuha. There are four forms of the Supreme Lord, and Sankarshan is the fourth expansion.
至尊主呢，他有四重扩展，Sankarshan 是这四重扩展当中的第四重。
And Sankarshan expands in the form of Ananta Shesha.
Sankarshan 就将自己扩展为 Ananta Shesha.
So Lord Shiva knows that the cause of his own existence is Lord Sankarshan. Lord Shiva comes from Lord Sankarshan.
主 Shiva 就很清楚他自己存在的源泉是 Sankarshan, 来源于 Sankarshan.
So he always meditates upon Lord Sankarshan.
他恒常冥想 Sankarshan.
And Lord Sankarshan has this form of Ananta Shesha, which has 1,000 hoods. 1,000 hoods, you know, a big serpent with 1,000 heads.
Sankarshan 他是一个就是拥有1000个头横的蛇的形象。
But in Lord Shiva's abode, Lord Shiva's abode is a region of Ahankara, the region of false ego. And there, Sankarshan has 4 arms.
主 Shiva 的居所是假我的居所，在那里，安卡尔的居所，在那里呢。三卡尔山它是四臂形象。
So, Lord Shiva's abode is a very special place.
主 Shiva 的居所是一个特殊地方。
So Gop Kumar, hearing about Shiva Loka, was very happy, but still he was not satisfied.
Gopa Kumar 听到主 Shiva 的 Shiva Loka, 他非常的心满，非常的高兴，但是他内心呢，并不是很满足。
No, he was eager to see Shiva Loka, but he was more eager to know about Madan Gopal.
他很渴望了解 Shiva Loka, 但是他对于 Madan Gopal 呢，更为青睐。
So he remembered the mantra which had been given to him by his guru.
他这时候又回想起他 guru 给予他的 mantra 了。
And this way, by remembering the mantra from his guru, he could understand the situation which he was in.
其实他 guru 给予的他这首 mantra 呢，他就能明白他现在的处境。
He realized he had forgotten the lotus feet of Madan Gopal.
他意识到自己已经遗忘了 Madan Gopal 的莲花足了。
He'd forgotten about Madan Gopal's pastimes and all the attractive features of Madan Gopal.
他遗忘了 Madan Gopal 的逍遥时光，也遗忘了 Madan Gopal 的非常有魅力的形象。
So Gop Kumar talked to his own mind. He said that Lord Shiva performs these wonderful pastimes in the form of Lord Gopal.
他就告诉自己的心意，主 Shiva 是通过主 Gopal 来上演他奇妙的逍遥。
Because they're none different, right? So Lord Gopal's pastimes must also be Lord Shiva's pastimes.
因为他们俩没有区别，对吧？所以 Gopal 的逍遥时光也一定是主 Shiva 的逍遥时光。
But still, the mind of Gop Kumar was not peaceful yet.
但 但是勾号库马尔的心意仍然没有没有平静下来。
So then Gop Kumar spoke to his mind that if you see something, if you don't see something in Lord Shiva, if there's something lacking in Lord Shiva, it must be the very special sweetness of Gopal.
然后于是 Gopal Kumar 就对他的心意讲话了。如果你在主 Shiva 身上没有看到什么的话，那一定是 Gopal 的特殊的甜美了。
Gopal's beauty and Gopal's wonderful qualities are very rare, very sweet. You won't see them in Lord Shiva.
Gopal 的美丽， Gopal 的品质，这些呢都是主 Shiva 身上没有的， Gopal 的甜蜜。
But by Lord Shiva's mercy, you will soon fulfill your desire.
但是急着主 Shiva 的仁慈，您将很快满足您的心愿。
Yeah, because by the blessings of Lord Shiva, you will fulfill this desire to see Lord Madan Gopal.
因为通过主 Shiva 的祝福，就能很快实现他的祝愿，见到 Madan Gopal.
So in this way, Gop Kumar's mind became peaceful, and he was happy to stay at the side of Lord Shiva.
就这样 ，Gopal Kumar 很快便心平气和下来，他便留在了主 Shiva 的身旁。
So Lord Shiva decided that he would take rest at Mahakalapur for some time before going to Kailash.
主 Shiva 决定在去 Kailash 之前，他要在 Mahakalapur 休息一段时间。
Gop Kumar wondered why he's taking rest. What's happening?
Gopal Kumar 感到很纳闷，他为什么要在这里休息呢？发生什么了？
But then he soon found out, because then from a distance he could hear a group of people coming, and they were singing beautiful songs, and the sound was very sweet and very pleasing.
然后 Gopal Kumar 呢就发现在远远来了一群人，他们都在唱着甜美动人悦耳的歌。
So when Lord Shiva heard the sound, when he heard the people coming, then he became ecstatic, and his love for Krishna awakened. He began to dance all just on his own. He got up and he began to dance in ecstasy.
当主 Shiva 听到远远来的这一群人在那里唱歌，他就狂喜起来，对 Krishna 的奉爱又唤醒了，他就立即起身开始跳起舞来。
Lord Shiva's body was trembling, and he was choked. His voice was choking. His body, he was perspiring, and his hair was standing. Bodily hair was standing on end. He'd fall on the ground.
就 Shiva 呢，他现在呢，他就毛发直竖，他浑身颤抖。声音梗塞，浑身大汗淋漓，他倒在地上。
And he started to dance. Although he was the only one dancing, he started to dance.
而且他还开始起舞，虽然他一个人，在那里跳，他也在那里跳了起来。
So his Lord Shiva's very faithful wife. Lord Shiva has a very, very faithful wife. She's very chaste.And all of the companions of Lord Shiva, they also became enthusiastic, and they began to play music, and they began to chant the names of the Lord.
主 Shiva 有一个非常忠诚忠贞的妻子，还有他的同伴们，他们也都立即就是热情洋溢的开始弹奏乐器，并且一同跳起舞来。
And so it's interesting to see Lord Shiva's wife, that she didn't mind her husband becoming so ecstatic, but she encouraged him.
这是非常有趣的，因为主师傅的妻子呢，并不在意看到他的妻子、他的丈夫变得狂喜，而且还相反鼓励他的丈夫。
Even before Lord Shiva had stood up, while she was still sitting on his lap, she had begun to play music, to sing for him.
就在甚至在主师傅起身之前，他还坐在自己的丈夫的大腿上的时候，他就开始弹奏起乐器，而且放声高歌。
So then, the group of people who they'd heard singing, that he saw them appear, they came in his sight, and he saw that they were very attractive people, and they all had four arms, and they were young, and they were very charming and attractive.
这时候呢，就远处的那些唱歌的人就渐渐走近，进入他们的视野。他们都长着四臂，非常又年轻英俊，非常有魅力，吸引人。
Now some of Lord Shiva's servants, some of his companions, they also had four arms, but they were not as beautiful as these people who had appeared.
主师傅的这一些追随者们呢，也有四臂，但是可不像来的这些人那么美丽。
And the bodies of these people who were appearing, their bodies were effulgent, and they made the followers of Lord Shiva almost invisible because they were so effulgent.
而且这些远处走过来的这群人呢，他们的躯体都是浑身散发着光芒。这些光芒呢，就使得主师傅的追随者们几乎就看不见了。
And they were all absorbed in singing the glories of the Supreme Lord.
他们全都全神贯注地专注于歌唱至尊主的荣耀。
Everything about these people was very wonderful, and the decorations on their body, everything was so nice and so attractive.
有关于这些人的一切都是那么美妙，连他们身上的事物都那么美丽有吸引力。
And in the company of them were also the four brothers, the four Kumaras. They were also there with them.
在他们中间呢，也有库马尔斯兄弟。
So the four Kumaras there, we heard before, they reside on Tapaloka.Gop Kumar had gone there and he'd met them there.
我们前面讲过，库马尔斯兄弟居住在塔帕洛卡，而戈帕库马尔曾经去那里遇见过四位库马尔。
So the four Kumaras, they are empowered incarnations of the Lord. So they are very special. They can travel many places.
库马尔斯兄弟是至尊主被赋予了力量的化身，他们是独特的，因此可以旅行。
So seeing these people in such ecstasy, that Gop Kumar also became ecstatic, and he could not think of anything else. He couldn't think of anything, just only these people.
看到这群人那么狂喜。库马尔自己也开始变得极乐起来，他现在已经想不起任何事情了。
But after a short time, he came back to his normal consciousness. But he couldn't make himself ask his people if he could become their servant.
过了很短时间呢。戈帕库马尔就恢复了正常的知觉，但是呢，他却无法提出这样的问题：能否成为他们的仆人
？He felt too afraid or too embarrassed to ask them because he thought it's not likely that they will accept me.
因为他觉得很害怕， 觉得很窘迫，来提向他们发问，因为他不能肯定他害怕他们不接受自己。
Because he thought, you know, he thought I'm just an insignificant person. I have no qualification to be a servant of these people who are coming from Vaikuntha.
因为他觉得自己是非常的微不足道的，他自己没有资格成为这些来自Vaikuntha星宿的人的仆人。
So he couldn't ask them about joining them.
嗯，所以他就没办法张口来向他们来提出这种请求，跟他们加入他们的行列。
But Lord Shiva, he embraced them, and when he embraced them, then he would become even more ecstatic. He would awaken his love for Krishna.
主 Shiva 此时就拥抱了这群人，他。变得更加的狂喜其乐了，他对 Krishna 的爱就愈发增长。
So Gop Kumar was he was thinking that, oh, it would be very wonderful if these people would talk to me, that if they would give me their blessings, if they would be merciful, if by the mercy of Lord Shiva, these people somehow they may talk to me.
这个 Gop Kumar 就心想。这群人他们也许会跟我谈话，那也许给我祝福，给我仁慈，那急着主 Shiva 的仁慈呢，他们这些人呢可能会跟我说话吧。
He knew they must be great souls, but he wasn't sure where they had come from.
他知道这些人一定是伟大灵魂，但却不知道他们是来自哪里。
So,Lord Shiva's wife, Uma, also the name of Lord Shiva's wife, Uma, she understood what Gop Kumar was thinking.
主 Shiva 的妻子，她另一个名字叫 Uma, 她明白 Gop Kumar 的想法。
So she always acts according to the desire of her husband, Lord Shiva.
她总是按照她丈夫主 Shiva 的意愿行事。
So she had Ganesh. Ganesh is like the son of Lord Shiva and Parvati. So she had Ganesh come and speak to Gop Kumar.
她就让她和主 Shiva 的儿子 Ganesh 过来跟 Gop Kumar 讲话了。
So Ganesh came to speak to Gop Kumar in a very soft voice because he's going to say something very confidential. He doesn't want everyone to hear.
Ganesh 便过来非常柔声轻声地跟Gop Kumar 讲话，因为他现在要讲的是非常机密的地址，他可不想让别人听见。
So Ganesh tells Gop Kumar,These people are associates of the ruler of Vaikuntha, the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna.
他就跟Gop Kumar说道，这群人，他们是Vaikuntha的统治者。Sri Krishna, 这尊主Sri Krishna的同游。
So they have bodily forms,similar to the form of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna.
所以他们身体的，他们拥有至尊主 Sri Krishna 一样的身形。
And they've come from Vaikuntha itself.
他们来自 Vaikuntha.
So Ganesh tells Gop Kumar, you should not doubt these people have come from the spiritual world.
Ganesh 说，您不应该怀疑，他们是来自灵性世界的。
And Ganesh says that these other Vaikuntha companions, these other people, they're traveling in this small universe because this universe only has a four-headed Brahma.So they're so kind that they're traveling in this small universe.
这一群人呢，他们现在正在一个小宇宙当中旅行，因为这个宇宙呢，他的 Brahma 只有四个头。
But there's another universe where there's an eight-headed Brahma, twice as large, and there are people traveling there.
还有另外一个宇宙，那里的 Brahma 是有八个头，还有另外一群人在那里旅行。
And there's another universe where Brahma has 16 heads, and there's also people visiting there.
还有另外一个宇宙，那里的 Brahma 是14个头，还有别的人在那里旅行。
So Ganesh wants to show to Gop Kumar that these visitors from Vaikuntha are very special.
Ganesh 想向Gopa Kumar 表明，这些来自Vaikuntha的拜访者都是特别的。
And there's many of these messengers from Vaikuntha going to visit other universes.
有许多像这样的Vaikuntha的信使，就拜访不同的宇宙。
So then.Ganesh showed Gop Kumar many of the Vaikuntha companions of the Lord traveling in all these different universes.
Ganesh 就向Gopa Kumar 表明，有许多 Vaikuntha 的同伴们在不同的宇宙旅行。
And there were millions and billions of universes.
宇宙有从上百个宇宙，是上亿个宇宙。
And there were Brahmas with millions and billions of heads.
在这些宇宙当中的 Brahma 有上百个头，有上亿个头。
And the Vaikuntha devotees, they were coming to these different universes, they would take a suitable body for living in that universe, for entering into that universe.
来自百昆特的奉献者们去他们去这些宇宙的时候会变成适合进入这些宇宙的躯体。
So, there are so many universes in the material world, we can understand how small and how insignificant we are.
所以有这么多不同的物质宇宙，我们可以设想，我们可以明白我们是多么渺小，多么的微不足道。
Because Gop Kumar was in the abode of liberation, so he could see all the material universes.
因为 Gopa Kumar 他现在身处在解脱之地，所以能看到所有的物质宇宙。
And he saw how the Vaikuntha messengers.Could take the different forms suitable for that atmosphere.
他能看到百昆德的信使们可以采取不同的变化成不同的形象，以适合不同的大气。
Yeah, they have to take the form, and they have to be the same size as the other inhabitants of the universe. Otherwise, it would not work that they would be too strange. So when they come to visit the universe, they will take a suitable form and a suitable size so that they can enter into the universe.
他们必须要变化，就是把自己变成恰当的形象，正确的尺寸、身高，来进入宇宙的不同的宇宙。
And then people will respect them as the servants of Lord Narayan.
当那些宇宙的居民们就会尊敬他们，是主 Narayan 的奉献者。
So Ganesh is explaining to Gop Kumar about these Vaikuntha people. He said they only desire devotional service to the Lord.
格内什向格瓦库马尔解释，这些百昆塔的居民们只渴望对至尊主的奉爱。
They travel wherever they like to go, and wherever they go, they spread pure devotion.
无论他们旅行到哪里，他们都是在传扬纯粹的奉爱。
And they save the devotees from all the fears, even at the time of death.
甚至在奉献者的死亡之际，他们会拯救奉献者，免除恐惧感。
Even one may not have had much devotion, but if he had, he just had, if he chanted the holy name somehow on the tongue, his tongue, somehow he has heard something of the Lord's name in his ears, then they can get the mercy of the Lord.
即便他们即便临终之人，他们没有很多的奉爱。但是倘若他们唱诵了圣名，他们舌头上唱诵了主的名字，听到了圣名，也能得到主的仁慈。
Of course, devotees are not afraid of anything, but they're afraid of some obstruction. Some people try to stop their devotion. So the Vaikuntha men come and they encourage the devotees.
虽然奉献者是无惧无畏的，但是呢，他们却担心有对于他们奉爱的一些阻碍，因此就这些百昆勒的居民们就前来鼓励奉献者们。
And even once only chanted once, and maybe he chanted jokingly or not very serious, but he can get the mercy of these people from Vaikuntha.
即便就是。他们人们只是唱诵了一次圣名，他们开玩笑的唱诵，或者不是特别认真的唱诵，也能得到来自外昆塔的居民的仁慈。
And the four Kumaras, they are also the Lord's incarnations as devotees, and they also wander, distributing devotion.
四库马尔兄弟是主的化身，是主的化身，他们也四处旅行来传扬奉爱。
And they encourage and give security to people who feel, sometimes they feel the absence of Lord Narayan.
他们会鼓励人们，会给那些感到主不在。感到主缺失的那些人们，给他们带来安全感。
Gop Kumara may be wondering why the four Kumaras were coming with the Vaikuntha residents.
Gopa Kumara 可能会纳闷，四库马尔兄弟为什么要从百昆特的居所来呢？
But the four Kumaras are Shaktivesha avatars, so they're empowered by the Lord.
可是库马尔斯兄弟呢，他们是主 Shakti Vishu Avatar， 是主被赋予权力的化身。
And wherever they go, they also teach about the worship of the Lord and devotion to Lord Narayan.
无论他们走到哪里，他们都会教导人们崇拜主，崇拜至尊主，对 Narayan 怀着奉爱。
The four Kumaras spend most of their time on that planet Tapaloka, which is above heavenly planets, because the people doing the yoga there, they need their guidance.
Kumar 四兄弟大部分时间是停留在 Tapaloka， 在 Tapaloka 是在天堂星宿之上，因为那里的人们是修炼瑜伽的，所以Kumar 四兄弟要指导那里的人们。
But the Kumaras, by being there, they speak about the Lord and they encourage them in the chanting of the Lord's glories.
当库马尔斯兄弟在那里的时候，会讲述有关主的体旨，会鼓励那里的人们唱诵至尊主的荣耀。
Sometimes the Lord disappears from their vision.
有的时候，主从他们的视野当中会消失。
And they have to meditate on him and see him in meditation.
他们必须要冥想主。
So these four Kumaras, they had just gone to Vaikuntha and they had seen the Lord there.
所以库马尔斯兄弟刚刚去了外昆塔，在外昆塔见到了主。
They got so much bliss there, much greater than any happiness you could ever get from liberation.
他们获得的这种极乐是远远高于解脱获得的快乐。
And they got the association of the devotees of the Lord. They could taste the nectar of pure devotion.
他们得到了 主的奉献者的怜悯。他们感受到了纯粹奉爱的甘露。
So, Lord Vishnu attracts everyone, but he attracts also even people like the four Kumaras, who are self-realized souls.
主 Vishnu 吸引了一切众生，甚至吸引了像库马尔斯兄弟这样已经自我觉悟了的灵魂。
So Ganesh said, he tells Gopkumar, it's hard for me to say any more about Vaikuntha. It's so wonderful. It's so much, there's so much joy, there's so much opulence. It's inconceivable.
Ganesh 呢，进而对 Gopkumar 说到了，对于我来说，很难再说什么有关于 Vaikuntha 的事情。那里是这么的喜乐、奇妙、富裕、不可思议的。
And the Lord's always there with His goddess of fortune, so makes the people, the devotees there can always see the Lord with His goddess of fortune. Devotees, they can experience the pleasure of Vaikuntha.
奉献者在上面。总能见主永远和幸运女神在一起，奉献者便能看见主和他的幸运女神在一起，体验到有 Vaikuntha 的拥有 Vaikuntha 的体验。
So Vaikuntha is place for the devotees, but not for those people who want to be liberation or simply want to become one.
Vaikuntha 是给奉献者居住的，而不是给那些希望获得解脱的。或者是跟至尊主合一的人们。
So this week Ganesh has told Gopkumar everything about Vaikuntha.
就这样，Ganesh 一五一十的告诉了有关于 Vaikuntha 的一切。
And he told them materialists who are attached to the Brahman.They cannot go there.
他还说，依附 Brahman 的物质主义者是无法进入那里。
And if somebody thinks they're the Parabrahman, if they think they're God, then they definitely can't go there.
倘若有人自以为自己是 Parabrahman, 这样的人是确定无疑去不了那里的。
So Ganesh tells Gopkumar.He said, if you get the real mercy of my father, you will hear the glories of Vaikuntha, and you can go there and see them for yourself.
Ganesh 告诉 Gopakumar, 如果您真正获得了我的父亲的仁慈的话，那从他那里聆听了关于 Vaikuntha 的荣耀，那您自己就能亲身去那里了。
So receiving the mercy of Lord Shiva,is not just going to Shiva Loka, but in going to Vaikuntha to see Lord Vishnu, to get pure devotion.
因此获得主 Shiva 的仁慈，那实际上就是去 Vaikuntha 那里来得到对至尊主的纯粹奉爱。
So when Gopkumar heard this, he was very eager to go to that place. He wants to go to Vaikuntha.
Gopakumar 听完之后，他现在是特别渴望想去 Vaikuntha 了。
And he began to dance in ecstasy.
他在狂喜当中跳起舞来。
Okay, we'll stop here today.
好，我们来看一下问题。
Okay, any questions?
第一个问题是扎珍帕布的问题。感谢马哈扎珍，感谢翻译组织。在博加梵歌的要旨当中，圣帕布帕斯德说，只有主威士努能赐予解脱，主希瓦和布拉玛不能。刚才谈到主希瓦能赐予人对神的爱，如果能赐予比解脱更高的奉爱，
哈利波，
哈利克什纳，可以听到吗？
哈利克什纳。
Good day.
OK.
可以听。
我没有听。声音断了。
刚才声音断了是吗？
我
再重新说一下。冉日帕布问，在博加梵歌的要旨当中，圣帕帕德说只有主威士努能够赐予解脱，主希瓦和布拉玛不能。刚才在讲课当中就谈到了主希瓦可以赐予人对神的奉爱，但是他想问，就是不，如果能够赐予比解脱更高的奉爱，不能赐予解脱，这个比较令人困惑。请马哈扎只给解释，谢谢。
你可以翻译。
Rajan Prabhu asked that in Bhagavad Gita it said that only Lord Vishnu can give liberation. Lord Shiva cannot give liberation. But here in your lecture you mentioned Lord Shiva can give devotion to Lord. So the devotion to the Supreme Lord is much higher than liberation. Then if one has 100 yuan but cannot give out 50 yuan, so that's, I feel very puzzled. Can you explain it kindly?
Well, your example, liberation is not important, not significant for the devotee because they're engaged in devotional service. Devotional service begins on the liberated platform.
解脱对于奉献者而言呢，并不是那么重要显著的，而对至尊主的奉爱是起始于解脱的层面。
The pleasure of liberation is this. There's no pleasure there at all. It's just only no suffering.
对于解脱呢，实际上是没有什么快乐而言的，它只不过是没有痛苦了。
Lord Shiva can give liberation if that's what you want. We heard Lord Shiva can fulfill material desires. He can give liberation. He can also give pure devotion.
我们在讲课当中一开始提到了，主希瓦可以给予物质的快乐，可以给予解脱，也可以给予奉爱。
It's up to what do you want to get from Lord Shiva? The mood of the worshipper, the person who worships Lord Shiva, what does he desire?
这取决于崇拜主希瓦的崇拜者是处于什么样的心态，他想要什么。
If you just simply want liberation, he can give you that.
如果您只如果一个人他只想要解脱，主希瓦是可以给予的。
Who said he couldn't give liberation? Never said that.
谁说他不能赐予解脱了？从来没有这么说呀。
我不知道。冉日帕布说是在博加梵歌的要旨当中，但是我不知道是哪个世界的要旨当中。
在博加梵歌要旨中，他说他在说什么 ？Rajendra 说什么 ？Guru Mani 给我 翻译，我要听，再听一遍。
Yes, Rinpoche said that in the purport of Bhagavad Gita is that it is said that only Lord Vishnu can give liberation. Lord Shiva cannot give liberation.
Ah, okay. That is Prabhupada's talking about liberation into the spiritual world.
嗯，帕帕是在讲。
Liberation.
嗯嗯 ，liberation into the spiritual world, not liberation. I didn't catch the latter part.
Yeah, Prabhupada is describing how liberation, speaking of liberation on a different level. There's different ways in which we can understand liberation. So when Prabhupada says like that, he's talking about liberation into the spiritual world.
嗯，所以实际上就是解脱是有不同层次的解脱。当帕帕德是谈到在这里谈的解脱呢，是指的进入灵性世界的解脱。
And so liberation on the highest level is entering into the spiritual world in your original spiritual body. So that kind of liberation, Lord Shiva won't give that.
嗯，所以在最高层面的解脱呢，是指的进入灵性世界，恢复原本的躯体。所以主师傅是不能给予这样的解脱的。
But Lord Shiva can help us to develop our devotion for Lord Krishna.
然而主师傅确实是可以帮助我们发展对主 Krishna 的奉爱之情。
But Prabhupada is speaking there about.People who worship Lord Shiva with the desire for just simply moksha, sayujya mukti. Prabhupada is talking, people who worship Lord Shiva, they don't want pure devotion, they just simply want sayujya mukti, they want impersonal liberation.
Prabhupada, in the 要旨当中呢，就是 Prabhupada 说的是，那就从有的人崇拜主 Shiva.他们只想要 moksha， 他们并不要纯粹的奉爱，他们想要的是 sayujya mukti， 非人格的解脱。
So generally, the people who worship Lord Shiva, they have material desires or they're impersonalists.
一般而言呢，崇拜主 Shiva， 有的人崇拜主 Shiva， 他们怀着物质的欲望，他们想要的是非人格解脱。
So they don't get the real liberation.
这样的人是获得不了真正的解脱。
Real liberation is entering into the spiritual world in your spiritual body.
真正的解脱是以您灵性的身体进入灵性的世界。
So there's different levels of different ways in which we can use the word liberation to describe things in different ways. We can simply talk about liberation as getting free from the modes of nature.
因此描述一个词它是有不同的方式的。在就是解脱呢liberation， 有的时候谈到解脱是指的是摆脱物质自然形态的影响。
But we can also talk about liberation. We are getting free of birth and death.
我们也可以就是以摆脱生死这个角度来谈，涉及到解脱。
And we're hearing this chapter in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is about the abode of liberation.Mahakalapur, it's beyond the covering of the universe, but it's not in the spiritual world.
那在这一章当中，我们也听到了有关于 Mahakalapur 这个地方，解脱之地，它已经是在物质宇宙之外了，但它还在灵性世界之下。
So One, the highest liberation is going into this back to Godhead.
最高的解脱是回归神手。
So Lord Shiva doesn't give that kind of liberation.
主 Shiva 是不能赐予这样的解脱。
OK, 下一个问题。
好的，我们下一个问题是喜宝妈的记得。顶拜咕噜翻译，自从走进 Krishna 知觉之后，我发现在朝圣或者经历生活中的一些困难的时候，更能发自内心的呼唤神，并且真实的感觉到神的存在。请问在平凡琐碎的生活中，如何能保持这种知觉呢？谢谢。
Mara, should I translate?
Yes.
Yes, Sibam Mataj asked that since she got contact with Krishna consciousness, she had experienced that during the pilgrimage to the Holy Dham, or in the time of difficulty, she can call out to the Holy Name with more sincerity. So she asked, so how to keep that of mood in the ordinary life, daily life?
Well, you have to keep hearing and reminding yourself of the importance of spiritual life.
您需要不断的聆听，提醒自己，灵性生活至关重要。
We have to have the desire to want to get out of the material world.
我们必须要怀着要摆脱物质世界的愿望。
And when you went to the Holy Dham, or when you're in difficulty, you understand Krishna is there to help you.
当您去了圣地或处在困境当中，您意识到 Krishna 就在那里帮着您。
So you should understand Krishna is always there with you. When you're happy, when you're comfortable, he's always there with you. And you have to thank him for putting you into a nice situation.
Krishna 是永远的都在那里的。当您感到快乐、舒适的时候。感觉良好的时候，您要知道，是您应该感恩 Krishna 给了你更好的体验。
So you have to practice remembering Krishna by sadhana bhakti. That's what we talk about. Sadhana bhakti, this program for hearing and chanting, will help you to remind yourself of the importance of service to Krishna.
您要修习对 Krishna 的修习，要一直铭记着 Krishna Sadhana Bhakti Sadhana Bhakti 始于聆听唱诵，您要时刻提醒自己奉献服务是多么重要。
Don't just only wait until the trouble comes and then you go to Krishna.
不要等着麻烦来了，您才去找 Krishna。
Think of Krishna now. Thank Krishna that He's taking care of you, He's guiding you, He's with you, He's watching you. Be conscious of Him.
现在就想着，就要想着 Krishna， 感谢 Krishna。Krishna 一直在照料着您，指导您，跟您在一起看顾着您。您要意识到 Krishna。
OK， 还有问题吗？
有问题，今天问题挺多，好多问题。下一个问题是染真人帕布问的，每个宇宙中的主希瓦与在马哈斯瓦拉达尔玛中的。萨达西瓦的形象和装束一样吗？都是戴着骨灰花环，蛇缠绕于脖颈， 浑身涂抹的骨灰的这样的形象吗？
No. Sada Shiva is not going to be like Lord Shiva here.
不， Sada Shiva 不一样。
But generally, Lord Shiva in the material world, he'll be like that, yeah.
一般来言，就是物质是宇宙的主 ，Shiva 是那样子的。
下一个问题。
下一个问题是Divya Shaktima 的提问的，Guru 好，我有一个问题。一位奉献者去另一位奉献者家里帮忙打扫卫生，这位奉献者家里是有神坛的，我想问这是奉献服务吗？
Yes.
是。
Yeah, you serve a devotee, that's just like serving Krishna.
您在服务奉献者，那就是在服务 Krishna。
It's even better than service to Krishna. To serve Krishna's devotees is even more important than service to Krishna.
比服务 Krishna 更好，服务 Krishna 的奉献者比服务 Krishna 本人更重要。
There was one devotee, he was in a temple and he was a pujari and he was serving the deity and he could talk to the deities.
在庙就是有一座庙，有一个普扎瑞，他能够跟他服务的神像交流。
So he asked the deity, "Will I get liberated at the end of this life?" The deity said, "No." So he said, "Why not?" He said, "Because you never serve the devotees."
他这位普扎瑞就问他服侍的神像，我在这一生结束之后，我能不能得到解脱呢？神像说，不能。他说为什么呢？神像说因为您从来没有服务过奉献者。
So he understood, he left the temple and he went and he found a place far away and he found some Vaishnavas and secretly he would, the Vaishnavas, they didn't want to take service from him because they knew he was a devotee, they knew he was an advanced devotee, they didn't want him to serve them, so he had to be very secretAnd he would serve them, find ways to serve their cows, to clean their cows, take care of their barn, their cow barn.
然后这个奉献者呢，他就离开了庙，就找到了一个偏远的地方，就秘密的服务 Vaishnava。因为呢 ，Vaishnava 知道他是一个伟大的进步的奉献者，不想接受他的服务，所以他就悄悄找了。这么一个奉献 Vaishnava， 就是服务这个 Vaishnava 的母牛，为母牛清洁身体，清理这个牛圈。
So you're very lucky you got to serve a devotee. Maybe you can tell me who it was. Maybe I can also go there and I can get to do some service.
您特别幸运，就是您可以找到一个。服务奉献者的机会，也许你应该告诉我，我也能够有机会服务奉献者。
Hare Krishna， 下一个问题。
下一个问题，饶真者帕布，宇宙毁灭之后，宇宙中的主希瓦去了哪里？去哪里逍遥了
？Well, Lord Shiva has his abode is beyond the material world, right?When the material worlds are annihilated, Lord Shiva has his own abode that's eternal.
主 Shiva 呢，在这个物质宇宙之上，他有自己的居所，对吧？所以当这个物质宇宙毁灭之后，他回他自己的居所了。
Waits for the next creation.
等待下一次创造。
Okay.
下一个问题 ，Panchatattva Prabhu， 感谢 Maharaj 的精彩讲述，感谢翻译主持人。Gopa Kumar 和 Kumar 四兄弟，还有主希瓦，谁的地位最高？现在念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀的奉献者，能够得到他们的祝福吗？
Yes, chanting Hare Krishna, you'll get the blessings of all of these devotees.
是的，唱诵 Hare Krishna， 您可以得到上述所有这些奉献者的祝福了。
They're all pure devotees.
他们全是纯粹奉献者。
But they have different services.
只是服务不同而已。
Gopkumar, he's still doing sadhana. He hasn't reached perfection yet. We're hearing about his life.So he's still doing sadhana. He has not yet come to perfection.
Gopakumar, 他还在履行自己的 sadhana 呢，他还没有达到完美呢。我们将听到他的这个生活，他还在做 sadhana。
But the four kumaras, they are perfect beings. They are Shaktavesha avatars. They're empowered by the Lord to distribute Krishna consciousness.
而库马尔四兄弟他们是完美的人物了，他们是 Shaktavesha Avatar。
And Lord Shiva, he is almost Vishnu, not quite. Vishnu is the milk and Lord Shiva is the yogurt. 哈利波，
哈利波，
哈利波。Yogurt can never become milk, so Lord Shiva can never become Vishnu, but Vishnu can become Lord Shiva.
Oh, 酸奶永远不能变成牛奶，主 Shiva 是永远不能变成主 Vishnu， 但 Vishnu 能变成主 Shiva.
So Lord Shiva is an expansion of the Supreme Lord Krishna.
主 Shiva 是至尊主的扩展。
He's not usually an ordinary Jiva, but sometimes a Jiva becomes Shiva. Not usually. Usually Shiva is not Jiva.
一般而言呢，主 Shiva 都不是个体灵魂能充当的，但有的时候，有的个体灵魂能够充当主 Shiva。
Okay, but we can get the blessings of all of them by chanting Hare Krishna.
但无论如何，通过唱诵 Hare Krishna， 我们能够得到他们的祝福。
还有问题吗？
他们三位谁的地位更高呢？最高？谁的地位最高？
Well, Lord Shiva is almost God, not quite God.The four Kumaras are Jivas who are empowered by the energy of God. And Gop Kumar, he's a Jiva.
主 Shiva 几乎就是神了。而类似的 Jiva, Gopakumar 是 Jiva 个体灵魂。
And the four Kumaras are empowered.Jivas, right? They're Shakti Avesha Avat means empowered, the living entities who are empowered to do special service for the Lord.
Kumar 四兄弟是被授权力的化身，他是 Shakti Avesha Avatar， 他是被赋予了能量，从事特殊的服务。
So Lord Shiva is supreme.
所以这三者当中主 Shiva 是最高。
It's above the four Kumars, above Gop Kumar.
主 Shiva 比Kumar 四兄弟比 Gopakumar 都高。
OK, 下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题。Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, Hare Krishna 顶拜 Guru 顶拜奉献者，听了 Shiva 神的情况，对他有了更多的理解和信心，但觉得崇拜 Shiva 神还是不如崇拜 Krishna 好，崇拜 Shiva 还是有危险，比如 Shankarshan 是 Shiva 化身，他对他的追随者说 Krishna 是至尊人格守神，可他们都不遵照他的教导，所以我还是对 Krishna 比较有感情。当然 Shiva 我也感觉很亲切，只想崇拜 Krishna， 可以吗？
Yes, you can just worship Krishna. You don't have to worship Shiva. But we have to respect Lord Shiva. We offer our respects to Lord Shiva. You don't have to worship him if you don't feel inclined, but you do have to offer respects to him.
可以，就是，但是您要尊重主 Shiva。您可以不崇拜他，但是就是可以对他没有什么形象，但是应该尊重他。
And we should not dislike somebody who worships Lord Shiva. You should not have a low opinion of them, but you should understand Lord Shiva is not different from Krishna.
有的人他们崇拜主 Shiva， 您也不应该对这些人呢，就是就是把他们看得很低。对他们就是有这种比较低的认识，因为主 Shiva 和主 Krishna 一样。
OK， 还有问题吗？
还有的，下一个问题，田慧霞，马大吉 ，Hare Krishna 老师，顶拜您的莲花族，请问有时候说 Krishna 的化身。有时候又听到 Krishna 的扩展，化身和扩展是一样的吗？如果不一样，他们有什么区别？祈求老师告知，谢谢。
A difficult question to answer. I've never been very sure of this myself. But anyway, avatar means something which descends, which comes down.So the avatars, they come down from the spiritual world.
Avatar 的意思就是降凡，所以就是从灵性世界降凡的意思。
They come, yeah.